You're listening to Phoenix 98FM. Now, I'm joined on the line by singer-songwriter Jack Conman. Jack's brand new release, The Beauty of Women, we've been playing out here a lot on Phoenix FM. So, very good morning to you, Jack. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good. Are you?
Not too bad, thank you. It's great to talk to you. Since your label got in contact with me last year, been playing out your music, which is absolutely beautiful. And the first time I heard The Beauty of Women, it literally just leapt out at me within the first couple of bars. It's a fantastic song, and we're going to talk more about it later. So when did you first discover your singing voice? Do you have a musical family, or is it just you?
Started playing drums when I was 8, and that was like the first like venture into music. And then I just kind of wanted to write my own songs, because I felt like I was quite a quiet kid, but I had a lot to say. So yeah, when I was like 11, I started singing and playing guitar and stuff like that.
So do you ever actually go back to playing drums on stuff you record, or do you?
Yeah, I do. I play drums on quite a lot of the stuff that I record. Yeah, it's like, but I mean, I don't have a drum kit. I have an electric drum kit here, so it's like it's a bit difficult to get a good feel for the practice. But like, yeah, I do still play drums quite regularly.
It's always better to be a guitarist, though, isn't it? Let's face it. When you're doing gigs.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to carry around.
Nobody wants to be the drummer at the end of the day, because nobody stays around to help you. So what sort of artists have you grown up to listening to and that have influenced your music?
Yeah, well, my cousin, Kirk, he gave me like a memory stick of all the stuff that he used to listen to, and it was all kind of like a lot of emo stuff, like a lot of like screamer music, a lot of folk as well, like a lot of like James Vincent McMorrow and a bit of City and Colour as well. So it was all like quite mellow, sort of like lyric driven artists. Mm. And there was like Leonard Cohen on there as well. And like, so it was all like quite sensitive, like sensitive music. Yeah, it wasn't really much. I mean, I listened to a few bands as well, but the thing that really sort of inspired me to write was like the sort of quiet acoustic music. When I was a kid, I started off playing in like a covers band, like playing drums when I was 8 to around 12, something like that, just playing with a lot of kids who were like, you know, 14 15. We just played, you know, we played quite a lot. And I also played when I was like 16 17 18. Like, I played drums in a few covers bands just to get a bit of money, like, but other than that, I didn't really want to kind of, it was never a route I really wanted to go heavily down.
Yeah.
The cover stuff.
Do you remember the first song that you actually wrote? Do you still play it now?
Yeah, I do remember it, and, I think if I played that now, I think I'd just end up cringing. But, it was alright, it was okay, I remember it. I stole some chords from I can't remember, it was like some punk band, it was some like pop punk band, to be honest with you, when I was like 11. It was just like a really box standard chord, and I just kind of ripped off a few lyrics from like different bands that are like, it was alright for the time, like for an 11-year-old, it wasn't too bad, I suppose.
Oh, it's good you still remember it. A lot of people don't remember the first song, so...
Yeah, I could probably play it, but I probably never will ever again.
With your songwriting, are you constantly writing lyrics, or do you play guitar and then you get a melody?
I tend to do it like both at the same time, so as soon as I start playing a chord, I'll start singing a melody and lyrics at the same time. I do it all at the same time, because I feel like it's way better to not even think about it. You know, it's sometimes an absolute mess. You tend to get at least one thing that you like about it, and then you build the song off that. And that is what I always just try and, you know, if you sit down and think, oh, what should I write this song about? Oh, what chord should I start with? Or what, you know, that's, that tends to limit me. I tend to not write something. You know, if I just don't think about it, it's way better doing it that way. I try and just have no blueprint whatsoever, no cluster of like chords or anything, just completely nothing. now, strummer card.
Now, the debut album, the Seventh Sense Libido, has done amazingly well. You've had loads of major radio play. This is your debut, over a million streams on Spotify. And it's, you know, for a debut artist, it's like the dream. There'll be loads of musicians out there listening to this interview going, oh, wow, this is what we want. So how has it happened for you so quickly, and how does it feel?
It's actually not happened that quickly. I mean, like, it feels really good, but it's all work that I've put in, you know. It's not like it happened, it didn't really happen quickly at all. It was just, like, I put out a few songs in 2017 that did really well, and then I secured, like, a Colours session, which is, like, a big YouTube channel. And then after that, I was just sort of, like, making singles and making, you know, it was just all upkeep. It was all, like, every couple of months I was putting something else out, and I was gigging a lot, and it takes, I think the thing to remember is it takes time, like, it takes a lot of time, and it takes, like, it's not just, like, a one-time thing that pushes you up, like, it's complete upkeep. You've got to keep pushing, keep putting the music out, keep writing new things.
Yeah. How have you found lockdown? Have you been writing a lot more?
Yeah, I've been writing quite a lot, like, I think some people have been struggling with the creative process, and that's, like, completely fair enough. I feel like there's always stuff going on in my life just through, you know, friends and through, you know, we all keep in touch, and it just seems like things haven't really gone stagnant for me in that sense, like, in an emotional sense, like, there's still stuff going on, so it's all right to, it's easy to write when that stuff's going on. I suppose that's lucky in a way, because I think it could have just been completely boring. Could have had nothing kicking off in my life, and it could have been nothing to write about. But luckily, there was.
Now, the album. What journey do you want people when they put this on to listen to?
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted it to go from sort of like fast to slow. But, like, I wanted the song with the most adrenaline to be at the beginning, and then I wanted it to be a slow fade into the end, because I feel like that was what my life was like when I was writing the album. Like, it was like I was trying to, you know, get myself together and working quite a lot in this cocktail bar, and it was just like a really fast-paced environment, and it was driving me a bit insane. So the whole album as a concept is like a story of suppressing you know not facing up to your issues by just getting as many hours as you can, just like not taking a rest to think about it, and then eventually slowing down and actually thinking about it. That's kind of like what Level is, the last song on the album. It's kind of like a, you know, it's like when everything's slowed down, you're on your own, and you're just thinking about stuff. But the beginning is like all the adrenaline and all the facade and everything you put on when you're going through a bad time, if that makes any sense.
Out of all the songs you've done, what's the lyric that you're most proud of?
Yeah, I think Gender Roles, which is one of the songs on my album. I didn't write it with my fan base in mind. I sort of wrote it just because I was listening to a lot of jazz at the time. There's a lyric in there, which is, if I remember it correctly, they go to church and they ask me if I'm gay. I might just add to the Bible, James and John did the same. And it's sort of like, you know, I grew up in church, and it was sort of like, they're always asking these really personal, weird questions that were kind of like obsessive about certain parts of sexuality and stuff like that. And I was kind of like, why are you so obsessed with that? And it kind of, it's always like made me think about, you know, what impact that has on like a teenager. If they're like, you know, they're questioning their sexuality, and they're getting someone questioning theirs, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's my lyric that struck me the most.
What's happening for you in the future? Are you planning on doing some online gigs, or are you just looking forward to maybe lockdown easing off to get back out there again?
Yeah, I'm hoping to do a tour in July. I think that's so ambitious. Like, I don't know what I'm thinking, but I'm going to try and do a tour in July. And if that doesn't work out, I'm just going to push it back to October. Because it seems like a lot of musicians are doing that. They're booking tours for October. So Mm. I'm not even going to ask why. I'm just going to do that as well. I've got like a whole, got a band together now. Like we're ready to go. Nine piece band.
Oh, wow. Oh wow, that sounds amazing. The track we're going to end the interview with is "The Beauty of Women." It's a lovely, lovely track. As I said, when it came through, it really hooks you in. Really, really quickly, and you want to listen to the rest of it. It's just such a great track. Where did it come from?
Well, like women, sort of, you know, they brought me up in the best sense. You know, like just all my family members that are women, and like my mum, and like, I've got some great friends as well who are women, and I've always had friends that are women, so it's like it. Just really made sense that like I would sort of write a song in the appreciation of women, and like I kind of tried to disguise it with a love song, because I think when I wrote it I was kind of unsure about how to go about it, but I think if I wrote it today I would write it differently lyrically. But this was kind of like a year ago, so
it's a beautiful song, Jack. I absolutely love it, and I do play it more or less every day. But you've been, as I said, you've got loads of radio play. You're on all the BBC stations and everything, so it's going really well for you. So yeah. If people want to get hold of the album, it's Seventh Sense Libido. You can find all about Jack online at Jack Conman Music, and you're on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else.
Yeah.
Lovely. Great to talk to you. We're going to end with your song. This is Jack Conman. Thanks very much for chatting to us today, Jack.
Cheers, Michelle.
You're welcome. Take care. This is The Beauty of Women.
And I love you just like graveyard, there's a ghost, and although it's pretend.